bars are full along the seafront at Benidorm. This resort town on Spain's east coast is popular with UK package tourists seeking an escape from the autumn weather back home. But a spike in local COVID cases recently suggests they may have been bringing something with them.
We don't have proper data on the rise of the infections, but we did notice as soon as tourism came back to this area, the rise of infections came too. This is unquestionable.
So visitors are being offered vaccinations. Some haven't had one at home, and most have arrived on crowded planes.
When we arrived at the airport yesterday, five flights all came in at the same time, and there was thousands of people from Manchester, Cardiff, Bristol, all queuing up together. So that's not good if you're trying to keep COVID down to a minimum.
Spain's infection rate is rising, but it's worse elsewhere in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says a fourth wave has hit her country with full force. Where infections are worse, access to events and restaurants will only be for those who've been vaccinated or who've recovered. Munich has cancelled its Christmas market. Infections in Bavaria are double the national rate of 300 or so per 100,000.
On Monday, it was said that you were allowed to set up. And in the end, the result is that we have to dismantle now and we have to bear all the costs. Nobody pays us the costs.
In Greece, private doctors are being drafted into the public healthcare system for a month. Hospitals and intensive care wards have been overwhelmed by rising infections recently. Medics are protesting, saying they're overworked and underpaid. Many European countries are caught on the horns of a dilemma. Significant parts of the population don't want to get vaccinated, but nor do people want more restrictions on their day-to-day lives.
Well, those who are unvaccinated obviously are more susceptible to getting infected and having severe symptoms. So they're driving the pandemic. The other issue is that European countries are being very reactive rather than proactive. There's been largely a focus now on vaccination and less of a focus on other control measures like face masks in interiors and the COVID certificate, which I think is incredibly important.
The death tolls aren't what they were earlier in the outbreak, but people are still dying. And once again, Europe is the centre of the world's COVID-19 pandemic. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.